Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour. We are locked and loaded on our phone lines right now. It is Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Your call standing by. Before we get started, I wanted to say one serious thing today.
Yeah.
My thoughts, and I think everybody's thoughts, should be with a bunch of wonderful, brilliant, delightful kids that I am proud of today. And these are the students over there at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Mm-hmm. They are going back to classes today. I can't even imagine the type of mornings that they are going to have. It's just stunning to me how brave those kids are and their teachers and just what a wonderful community they have over there. Yes, sir.
Did you happen to see the smile on the face of Adam Sternberg's child? He posted this morning on Facebook.
I did not.
And
see
a photo of her getting on the bus, and he said that she is eager and enthusiastic, and he was a bit worried, but
it's wonderful.
The smile on her face was just great. So cool.
You know, it's just a really good community over there, and to the point where I've even talked to Carla about living down here in the state of Florida, and I would just hope that that we would have community like that, where it would be the type of kids that that we would have over here
something
on the West Coast.
Something very proud. A compassionate community.
Yeah.
Someone that cares, right?
Yeah. And I was reading, what's her name? I hate not giving credit to people that send me interesting things.
Barb Moody.
They talked about, a lady sent me an article about the teacher that motivated these kids to get politically active, and he's an AP government teacher, and just a wonderful human being. Great teachers. There are great teachers all the way around. So today, if you can just put your mind on it a little bit, think about those wonderful kids that have to go back into that situation. I can't even begin to imagine how difficult that must be. So
we're using the power of positive thinking and prayer. Please also think of my lower back when you get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right.
Did you see the picture that Oscar posted of his lower back on Facebook today? Marvelous. He said
let's
his back was enthusiastic.
Right. Thank you.
Excited.
That's great. Let's go to the phones right now and let's say hi to. Oh, I did this and now I got to stop that. And
hold on. It's all good. We got this under control.
What did I do? I did.
Did you break it?
I don't know. This
does it open to a larger suite?
No. We got this, Mike. It's on us. This is on us, not
what's
on.
What's going on, Pony?
You're good to go.
We're ready to go.
All right. Thank you very much.
Caller on the line.
Heather from Reston, Virginia. Heather, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. My call is timely because I have three things, and two of them you just discussed.
Oh, okay. Great.
So first, Mike, I want to thank you so much for the Everytown announcement. Obviously, I knew you weren't getting paid. I love that you're not dropping it, so I just wanted to thank you for that.
That's what it is for now. Could change at the end of the show, but thank you, Oscar. I'm glad you like that. Thank you.
I do. I appreciate it. The other thing is you said something about SpongeBob SquarePants and Little Michael wanted to go up to the Broadway show.
Yeah, it's
and you
a live,
so excited about that?
A live show down here at that little theater that we go to. That has the
so it's not the Broadway show.
It's off Broadway.
Oh, it's way off Broadway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind, because I was going to tell you we saw the SpongeBob on Broadway and it was absolutely excellent, absolutely worth the trip to New York, absolutely worth the cost of tickets. So if you do go to New York, then see SpongeBob on Broadway.
I'd love to. You know, I got to get up there to see my daughter this summer anyway. So I think that before she moves out of New York and gets married, I wanted to make sure that
Something we should know.
No evidence.
Serious.
No, yeah. I'm just just my greatest fears articulated on this show. But the fact is that I'd like to go up there and see something like that. Bring the little guy. He wants to travel. We like to travel together, so there's a chance we might go up and see a real Broadway
check that show out and
hop
spam
a train.
Lot.
Yeah,
thank you, Heather. I appreciate
spam
that.
A lot.
One more thing. First of all, you just said the fact is, but second, also.
Oh no.
Heather,
thank you. Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you. Well, you know what? Who weren't wasn't there supposed to be an alarm? Where's the alarm? What's the alarm?
Do we have
the
alarm? Hold on.
Too late.
No, I thought we were supposed to have an alarm that we were going to press.
Yeah, a breast alarm.
Oh, no, we left it with me screaming, especially when no one was recording.
Yeah.
So no one's recording, so today yell my head off.
No, that was lazy. There was supposed to be a
classic Spiwak move.
Ah, yeah, yes.
That was lazy. That mm-hmm. was
Oscar,
lazy. Come on, you
Oscar,
know it was
real
lazy.
Quick, for your back.
Oh, hi, Heather.
For your back, Oscar, I wanted to recommend Icy Hot, the TENS unit. So, it's actually being advertised by Mike's favorite, Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh.
But I got it for my lower back, and it's a little electrical pulse. It's not very much. You get it on Amazon. You get refills on Amazon, and you get the batteries on Amazon through the Mike O'Mara portal on TOMS.com, and you'll be all set.
Oh, perfect. Boom, wow. Bam. Done
and
deal.
Unfortunately, thank you for the call, Heather. We appreciate that. The problem is now, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. The problem is now I cannot stop thinking about the fact is, because I don't hear myself saying it. I swear to you, I don't hear myself.
But you're just giving us the facts.
Yeah.
But it's terrifying that the verbal crutch is not known to me when I say it. So anyway, I'll deal. Let's go to Jay in Raleigh, North Carolina. Jay, you're on the Mike O'Mara show in Raleigh, North Carolina. How are you, Uzi?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I got a question. I need to direct this to Rob.
Okay.
Rob, when someone makes fun of you or when someone attacks you, you don't slap people. You cut them deep to the white meat. I mean, you cut them so that they bleed.
Right.
But and I didn't like that for a while.
Right.
But you won me over 2 weeks ago when you were doing your audio vault and you were talking about that kid who was on the airplane crying on Germany.
Yeah.
And then you put music to it.
Right.
I mean, it was hilarious because I'm going to Germany in about 6 months.
Right.
So if I'm on the plane and I hear a crying kid, I'm not going to be recording. I'm going to tell that woman she needs to take care of her kid because I spent too much money on this flight.
Exactly.
This is Rob. Rob, this is a rave.
I love this.
Is somebody giving you a rave.
And I you know what? I almost hope there is a crying child on your flight so you can cut that woman to the white meat.
But lastly, before I go, I know there's other calls. Is there a way that we can get a best of just the audio vault the next time you guys are gone? Because the audio vault cracks me up every single day.
Oh, look at Oscar.
This
look at Oscar's
is
face
strange.
With that.
Well, what's weird, sir, is
no, so people love the audio vault. Come on now. I mean, you know what?
Is this Johnny Midnight?
No.
When it comes to regular features, you know what? And I think it's important to point this out. When it comes to regular features, you know, we've got several things. We do Wide Open Wednesday. We do the mailbag. We do the news you may not need. Rob does the audio vault. And people pick. But it's nice to get some positive feedback
it
once
is.
In a while because we put a lot of effort into what we do here, and it's really nice to get nice feedback.
It's
really
very nice
terrific.
Of you, sir, and actually we've looked into it. We've done nearly 2,000 shows, and a best of show is 80 minutes, and we nearly have enough best of audio vault material after 2,000 shows to make an 80-minute show.
And in the rare occasion Rob is not in studio, he could give us an audio vault to do for him. He just didn't do it last time.
Right. Mm. That's right.
But I think that's a neat idea.
But I wanted to free up time for Oscar to bitch about all he does with his hurt back.
Yes. But let me speak for Rob. Thank you. There you go.
He bailed.
That's very, very nice. That's very nice. And you know, a lot of different stuff goes into making this show, and we're very happy. And by the way, with 2,000 just around the corner, how many shows do we have before we hit number
46. This is show number 1954.
Shows. For 2,000 shows, we ought to do double something. Some sort of twins have, you know, some sort of double.
I am your brother.
Start putting your brains.
Great
on
idea,
our,
Mike.
Our 2,000th show and something we can do special.
A statue, know, just like the Iron Man, Cal Ripken, outside of this studio of Mike O'Mara.
An ice sculpture.
No, a real statue.
Oh, okay.
A real statue.
A real statue.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have to an artist do it?
Yeah.
We'll have to commission
an artist, of course, would do
it. Well, Mike, we'll need some photos then. We'll need some photos of you.
You're not sincere. Let's go to Julie from Baltimore. Julie from I know your mode today. I know I'm fully aware of your mode today, Spiewak.
Okay.
Your mode today is just disinterest. I understand. So once again, I reiterate, put your brains on 2,000 shows.
Yes, we got you, Mike.
It's a major accomplishment, and we should do something. Julie, you are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Hey, guys. So I'm one of those people that talk in my sleep. And one night, my husband is like, "Who is Steve Bridges? Why do you keep saying Steve Bridges?" Oh. You, you mean, you know, he's one of the Bridges boys. He's, you know, related to Bo and Jeff. And my husband's like, "What are you talking about?" So I whip out IMDb and I'm trying to find Steve Bridges. And then it comes to me. I was listening to your guys' show like all day. And one, you know, I just thought he should be one of the Bridges boys.
Do we have the whale sound effects?
Yeah, I had to explain that to my husband.
So,
I just wanted to let you guys know.
Well, you should
And your husband, in his defense, would be concerned because he's like, who's this guy, Steve?
Right.
I know. Right? I know. Because, you know, I say some weird, weird stuff sometimes. And, you know, he, you know. Steve Bridges, that's a little out there for
me. Yeah, that's a name. That is a first and last name.
I love the notion of him being one of the Fabulous Baker Boys, though.
Yeah, I think he's maybe he's a porpoise or something. He has to come visit his whale friend.
Hello? Hello?
A live underwater microphone.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Well,
hi there. How you doing? It's the Bridges Whales. It's Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Off the coast of Catalina. Yeah, we're doing a good time. I love it when what's your name? Julie? Julie, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, Julie. It's Bo Bridges. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Would you like to speak to my brother, Jeff?
Sure.
He's over on the other side of the ocean, hunting krill.
Oh, it's breakfast time.
I'm going to grab him over there. Oh, Jeff, swim on over here. We got a lovely lady named Julie from Baltimore wants to talk to you. Here he comes.
Well, hello, Julie. How are you? It's Jeff Bridges the whale.
Well,
how
Jeff
you doing
Bridges,
today?
Julie?
Julie, are you a little overwhelmed that you're speaking to the Bridges Whales right now?
I really am. I'm a little, perclumped right now.
Well, we're going to hang up on you. You got low energy, sweetheart.
Aww.
You're not a professional broadcaster.
Hey, Jeff, before you go, is your cousin Steve Bridges Whale under there?
Hold on just a second. Steve Bridges the Whale is going to swim over. Steve!
Yeah. Here I am. Under the water, here I am, Steve Bridges.
Steve, you're not sleeping with Julie, are you?
No, Tradio. Yeah, I got my big, what's my auction coming
up? The auction's coming up, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks a lot, appreciate it.
Is anybody paying?
Boys.
Oh, bye, Steve.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sorry.
Kill the mic.
Too much going on. So many buttons. So many buttons to push.
So much going on.
I'm not the grease man, for the love of God. Wide open Wednesday. Let's move on. We have another call that has been waiting very patiently for 20 minutes or so.
Wow.
Bob from D.C., you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
This is Bob Marber, WTOP traffic.
This is for all the D.C. residents that are listening right now. This is a legendary traffic reporter who has been on WTOP for, I believe, 75 years.
Yeah.
Bob, how are you today? He's gone like the wind. That was all he wanted
in and
to
out.
Do.
That's
waiting
all.
For 18 minutes. Let's go to Jeff from Film Dumpster. Jeff, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
How are you guys?
We're great.
Hey.
Good. I just wanted to say how much I love the PlayaPod app.
Oh, look at that.
Cool.
Kudos
That's
to Todd
wonderful.
Moore.
That's great. Yeah, people are really getting excited.
And I want to selfishly promote the fact that the Film Dumpster podcast is available on it as well.
Oh, nice job. Anything anything about our show?
No, it's fine.
Now, who do we know you, Jeff?
He's called in before. He's wrote in before.
Tell us about your website, Film Dumpster. I wouldn't mind hearing about
it. Well, it's a film and entertainment website. We do. We have film reviews. We have a podcast. We do some celebrity interviews. We get to go to some cool events.
Hey, well, now that you've snuck in and promoted your website, I require an entire Oscar segment from you right now. You pick the Oscars. Yes. Go ahead. You're from Film Dumpster.
The winners.
Give us a little. You can't just sneak in, break into our show, promote your place, and then do nothing. We need to get a little something. Yeah. How about a little reciprocity here? Come on.
I'm all in.
All right, go ahead.
I think if Spielberg's got the Golden Globe, I think it's Shape of Water's going to get it.
All right, it's a terrible connection. Yeah. Anyway,
how about you invest in a phone line?
Yeah, that would probably be better. Anyway,
he got it out of the film dumpster.
Jeff, in all seriousness, Jeff, I offer you this olive branch. Call back on a better line. Have yourself a prepared segment, and we will get Jeff from Film Dumpster to do a You Pick the Oscars this Sunday.
It's this Sunday, Mike.
On the American Sunday. Broadcasting
call
Company.
Jeff, I urge you, if you can call back to the show, how can he get through? What's the best way for him to do?
Yes. Same number. He's good to go.
Call, and tomorrow we will do a Jeff from Film Dumpster Oscar picks, because I don't know enough about the movies to do it this year.
And give us why, not just picks. Yeah. Give us why. Yes,
please. Absolutely. Let's go to Dan from upstate New York. I like the way that... Hey, whose answer? Is Adrian doing the phone?
Yes, he is.
Okay, Adrian's basically writing down whatever people want to say. I really wouldn't mind the name and where they're really calling
from.
Hi,
Mike.
Let's get Dan from upstate New York. Dan, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, Adrian asked me if there was a hyphen in between upstate and New York.
Oh, no. If there would be a hyphen, it would be between up and state.
Oh, no.
Why would you put it between upstate and New York?
I don't think about things like that. It'll make my brain.
Yeah, it'll fry it.
What can we do for you, Dan the Man?
I would just like to say to Pony that great job on quitting smoking.
Thank you. I was talking to my wife about that yesterday and how it made my week. It was really, really good stuff.
Still don't believe it.
You're an ass.
I know. He walks out of here. I shadow him like a ninja. and I walk outside. I'm like, where is he? He's not smoking, but he's pacing.
Although he said something to me very interesting, and I questioned it a little bit, is that I ask him every day, how's he doing? Because I want to see if he's made any progress.
You never asked me.
You don't need to ask you, Oscar.
All right.
Yeah. You mentioned that you stepped down on the patch, so you're on the lowest level patch. But he said he was behind someone yesterday smoking, caught a big puff of smoke in his face, and hated the smell.
Yeah, I thought I was going to like it. I was afraid I was going to like it, but it was gross. Like, it smelled terrible and made me sick.
Mm-hmm.
Josie Grossi.
Yeah.
What is the Josie Grossi?
Well, it's like you don't want anything to do with it.
I'm looking down at you. That's interesting. But how does it feel? Does it feel like you're past the point where it's going to, you might have an immediate withdrawal or a fallback or anything like that?
When are you going to relapse?
I mean, it feels like crap, but I'm getting better and
better. Like physically, you feel like you're withdrawing from nicotine?
Yeah. I mean, since I just switched to the lower dose patch, it'll feel like crap for today and like the next 2 to 3 days. After that, it kind of levels out. And then it's basically like the first 3 days after you lower your intake, you're in hell.
You're just adjusting.
Like, gotcha. Nervous. You can't sleep. It's hell. But after that, it just kind of evens out.
Do you have an extra patch on you?
No.
You drink almost every night.
Well, of course.
And so when you have your martini or whatever it is you drink, is that one of the worst times to want a cigarette?
No, it's actually, it gets better. Like, alcohol was never a trigger for me.
Yeah,
it's
just
like
after one addiction
eating.
For another.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Good. Well,
he'll
done.
Be all right. Lines are locked.
Lines are locked. Yeah, I know they were locked. Thank you. I appreciate that. There we are. Okay, let's go to, thank you for the call. We appreciate that, Dan. Let's go to Fried from Arlington, our good friend Fried Rice. Thank you very much. Hi, Ralph. How are you?
What's going on?
What's up, buddy?
How are you, my friend? What's happening?
I wanted to see if my friend Oscar was ready for Saturday.
He's going to the hockey game. That's right.
Let's get ready to rumble. Do I have a parking pass with the 4 tickets I demanded?
You got the 4 tickets, brother.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Yeah. Somewhere on the lower level, preferably.
Yeah, take a lift.
Oscar, could you name I'm doing great, Ralph. I want to see if Oscar can name 3 members of the current Washington Capitals.
Oh, God. Gretzky's gone. I know that.
Yeah, Gretzky was my favorite Capital.
Lemieux, he's retired.
No, God, boy, you're starting to show your age, pal. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Jay Beagle is,
yes, you love that name because he's got the name of a dog.
So I'll toss you that one.
Can you guys see me just out of curiosity?
Yes, we can see you.
Yeah. Everything fine now?
Everything is fine.
Very good.
And Ralph Rice.
I can give you the names of a team. Is T.J. Oshie still playing for the Washington Capitals?
Yes, sir. Number 77, right winger.
Is Carl Alsner still playing for the Washington Capitals?
No, he is not. Carl is now with the Montreal Canadiens.
Oh, what about Brashad? Who?
He retired, dude, like 5 years ago.
Oh, damn it.
What about Bill Butters?
We've got, of course, we're omitting the biggest name.
Well, I think, yeah, we're, you know.
Ovi.
Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah, of course.
That's one saving
of great eight. Great eight.
Is John Carlson still playing for the Washington Capitals?
Yes, sir.
That's wonderful. Is, let me see. And in goal, who do we have in goal now?
Holtby and Grubauer.
Brian Holtby.
Yes, I remember that name.
That's wonderful.
Now that he says
enough
it.
Enough of the. Well, Oscar, are you looking forward to the game?
Yes. Again,
it's an outdoor game.
Again,
it's very exciting.
Lower level, please. And if there is any opportunity for a parking ticket pass, that would be welcome as well.
Also, he would not say no to a beer voucher.
No. I'll pay for my beers. And I'd like to see you as well, Ralph, if you don't mind.
Hey, Ralph, I got to tell you something. Now that I got you on the phone, guess the little guy goes into Mini Mites this week.
Nice.
Yeah, Mini Mites. My little guy's actually going to be playing games. I can't wait. So I'll send you pics. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, please. And you got to let me know when he's growing out of the gear so we can.
Yeah, this is my pipeline right here. Oh, this is my hockey equipment pipeline. You are the
like
man.
Ralph would like a new sweater as well, if you don't mind. Hockey sweater.
You know what? Excuse me. I'm begging. Okay. You don't need to beg. Ralph, have a good one. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Ralph.
Let's go to David from Silver Spring, Maryland. David, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Dave Smolar. How are you?
Oh, hi, David Smolar. How are you?
Smolar.
Hey, why did you call? Why not just stop by?
I'm taking my car into the shop, and so it's part of the restraining order deal that I made. I can't remember.
I like so, you. Mike, talk to was, you at really, Jimmy's. You're a nice man. Go ahead.
It was really nice to see you, Mike, and to be able to chat with you for a little while when we were at Jimmy's, and I was down in the Hovel with SDM and David Crooks and. So I have stories from that day, but it'll be for another time. I had a question because we were talking about Greece when we were there, and I had a Greece story that I was going to tell you, but instead of bothering you about that now, I was wondering, when you guys were on Hubbard Drive, when you were in Rockville, at the end of the terrestrial show, when you were doing from the studios in Rockville, that's the studio where Greece was broadcasting from at the end of his, you know, normal
yeah,
kind of
right.
Career.
Yeah, Greece had been in that studio. We moved into that studio. That was just a property.
Watto
Doododdle. Was owned. They modified it when we went over
they
there.
They flip-flopped it. They turned the air studio into a production room and the production room into an air studio.
Rob, would it be safe to say one of the weirdest times in our career when we were over there? It just was surreal.
Well, there was so much love between us and the company and the engineering staff. It was a really happy time.
It was horrible.
And it's also
really
great when you have just four radio people in a building because no one turns on each other.
Yeah, not at all.
And the most weird thing about it, and I think Mike will back me up, the year and a half or 2 years that that townhouse, and that's what it was a townhouse.
Right. It was a townhouse. Nasty, stinky townhouse.
Was uninhabited. The engineering staff of CBS Radio would go there to hide.
Yes.
Because they wouldn't have to be on an actual...
Well, they would nap.
Yeah, well, they would go there and get bags of cheeseburgers and hide. And so we ruined that for them.
But I will say one thing about that place. I will say one thing, David, about that particular studio. It's the building that will... I will always have a soft spot in my heart for that building because it's the building where I truly, truly fell in love with Joe Ardinger. Let's move on and say hi to... Catherine, from Kent Island. Catherine, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, doing great, Catherine.
How are you? I'm taking notes for Mr. Mellon. How are you, Catherine?
I'm dynamite, thanks. And my sister's name is Elizabeth, so you chose well.
Ooh, wow.
Catherine and Elizabeth. Yeah. Yes. Very now, are great. You Catherine? I see that Adrian wrote down Catherine with a K. Are you Catherine with a K or a C?
I am. Yeah, he got it right.
Wow.
Okay, very good. That's good that he got something right. What can we do for you, Catherine?
Well, I just want to say thanks, you guys. You always make my day. And
Also, Oscar, when you're in Annapolis, I have a great store at the top of Main Street. You should come in, and I've got a present for Shannon if you want to.
Let's forget about
Catherine,
Shannon.
You know what? You know, because you sound like because you sound like a cool person. Go ahead and give your store in Annapolis a plug. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you. It's called Brown Eye Girl, and it's right at the top of Main Street, 234 Main.
I'm there.
Well, Brown Eyed Girl is a category, too.
What?
Pardon me?
Brown Eyed Girl is a category. So be careful if you Google it.
I apologize in advance, Catherine. Yeah, Rob is a pervert. Pervert.
What do you, you know, I'm going to get it back on track. Catherine, what do you sell at Brown Eyed Girl?
I sell some really great clothes for women of all ages and jewelry. So, you know, been there a long, long time, and I'm right across from the Maryland end, so you should know where that is.
Do you have do you have the shorts where the butt cheeks hang out? Or the
stop. You know what? I'm going to get it back
They're popular. They're very popular.
Sexual harassers.
They're the Coachella shorts.
Do you like them when they have words printed across the back of them?
Oh, no, that's like 80 years ago.
Okay, just checking. Yeah.
Well, yeah, there are clothes. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
There are. Shannon is lovely, and she would love it in there. So,
let me do my literally one of my favorite places in the world. I loved living in Annapolis. I love Annapolis. Let me do is McGarvey still there?
Oh yeah, definitely.
McGarvey's.
That's all I care about.
Great place. Great place.
Everything can basically go by the by in Annapolis, but if McGarvey's is still there, I'm a happy.
Didn't we lunch there when we were taking photos? Of all the places you worked, it was a good place.
We did it at. So you got McGarvey's, and that's all I need. That's
yeah. McGarvey's really is. That's where the locals go, and that's the good place to go. So, yeah,
perfect. Right. Well, I'll see you on Saturday.
When I was there, was a fight every Friday night. All right, thank you, Catherine. We appreciate.
But seldom you were involved in the fight. Maybe one in three.
Not me. After my first divorce, Chad from Madison, Wisconsin. Not me when I was hanging around hockey players.
Oh, God.
Yeah, everything was wonderful. Everything was terrific. Chad from Mad City, what can we do for you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Good morning, Chad.
Good morning. I miss the Southern Bells, and I don't need them right now, but I hope they come back into the world of TMOS.
I know they'll be back around the time of the Masters. They always love to come by then.
Yeah, we'll have Jim Nance again. We didn't do, I don't know if I did Jim Nance. We're trying like hell to get any progress getting Jim Nance before the Masters. Is there a chance we can get
him
on the show?
When we get him, it will be right before the Masters. That seems to be what they're indicating.
80% is from what I'm hearing.
Love to get Nance on the show before the Masters because I'd love to talk to him since I've been there now.
Yeah.
I'd really, really love to talk to him. And of course, when I mention that, then I get all nostalgic.
Yeah. You like to go back. Yeah.
And then I realize that.
But then SDM hates us now. So it's not going to happen.
It was such a great time.
Well, you know what? The Southern Bells, we will remember that request, and they're on the way. Okay, Chad?
I have one more thing.
Go ahead.
The recipes from Kraft are Christmas time. I think we need to maybe have a segment about possible St. Patty's Day adventures or recommendations, ooh, recipes for
writer's meeting.
How to spend your day drinking at 9 a.m.
Right, now you're producing. All right.
Yeah. And
let's go
vague,
too.
I don't like vague.
Javier, we turned on him quickly, didn't we? Javier from the Bay Area, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Hello. And then we got to take a break because we got to start the show. But we'll take more of your calls, so hang on the line, okay? Javier, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Good morning.
Hey, fellas. Hey, Mike. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great, Javier. How are you?
I'm good. I just have a very quick thing, Mike. So I love that you got into margaritas. The recipe sounds actually perfect. It's similar to the one that is my favorite. The only thing that I wanted to suggest is try Jose Cuervo Tradicional instead of Jose Cuervo Gold.
Traditional?
Tradicional. It's you can tell by the color. It has the perfect hue. So that pale yellow is what the reposado should look like.
All right. Let me tell you, Javier, since we're on the subject of tequila, I will tell you that I had a tequila discussion. I don't think I went into this before the party, but I bumped into a guy, old guy, worked in the liquor store that I was in, and he was a tequila dude. He loved drinking tequila, and he drinks it like sipping tequila. And he said, well, you can put that in your margarita. It's fine for that. I said, what do you mean? Well, he told me that like Cuervo Gold with the gold color, that it's artificially color, that it's not really.
Yeah, you had mentioned that because I remember we determined that even though maybe 20 years that was sort of like the top of the line, now it's sort of been demoted to like a rail drink.
It's demoted. It's like a rail.
It's Casa Mio.
It's your go-to. So what is Javier, is there another tequila that I would put into my margarita that you would recommend?
Yeah, the quote that I said, the difference between that is that it's 100% agave versus gold is a blend. So you got 100% agave and just alcohol.
And is it called Jose Cuervo Tradicional?
Yes, sir. Tradicional just kind of has bigger text. Right below Jose Cuervo.
What about Patron? What about Patron?
Sorry, he's gone. I apologize. That's it. I apologize.
No worries.
And you know what? Hey, you know, when the booze is ready, the show can begin. Thank you very much. Yes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Once a man loves you, he no longer likes you usually. So I'm going to give you some advice, ladies, on how to keep your man liking you once he loves you, if that's possible. This is what I think. Men want to be alone, but we don't want to be by ourselves. Does that make sense at all? Look at this guy looking at his wife like, not you, sweetie, but sort of you, kinda. We want you somewhere, like, in the dwelling, just not here, like just like around the corner, in the vents. You can sit in the vent, I don't care if you wanna watch me, but in the on the roof, anywhere, but just not in front of me, trying to be my friend. What you doing? Watching baseball? Why are you watching baseball by yourself? Why are you down here by yourself? Move over, move your leg off that ottoman where it's comfortable so I can sit next to you and wrap my leg around your leg and some weird I love you hot vine. Give me a kiss. Mean it. Mean the kiss.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios at our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now. Get our show all day, every day. Reach us, 888-920-MORE, especially today. It's wide open Wednesday. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Legacy Box. It's tough to remember the good old days when all your old videotapes, film reels, and photos are collecting dust in your closet. So many people I know have so many memories that are just sitting there. And if you let them sit there too long, people, I'll tell you what, they're going to go by the by, and you're not going to be able to see them. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it. All you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they will do the rest. Digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs, it's like magic. I've been wanting to do this, and I'm so glad that there is a Legacy Box for me. You get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks, and they keep you updated every step of the process. We talked with the good people at Legacy Box, and they told us how they barcode all of your items, and they let you know every step of the way what's
updates
being done.
Yeah.
So your treasured memories are kept safe, and they are returned to you. You get the originals back, and you're going to love it. Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted digitizer of memories. All the work is done by hand right here in the USA and has been for over 10 years and 400,000 families. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, I know this is going to be great for our listeners.
Yeah.
For a limited time, they're offering our listeners a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com. Crocs.com/TMOS to get 40%. You heard
Whoa.
Me right. Wow. 40% off your first order with this exclusive deal. Legacy Box starts at just $45 or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% and do it today, ladies and gentlemen.
I actually have 8mm film of my mom as a kid that I sent in.
Aww.
I cannot
8mm.
Wait. 8mm.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like from the 50s. Incredible. Can't wait to see it.
I can't see you.
What?
I can't see you. I can't see you. I am having a... I haven't let you guys know. I am having a technical meltdown here.
I haven't
studio.
Even noticed, Mike.
Like you
You're killing
will not
it.
Believe.
You're killing
I'm
it.
Just trying to see. All I want to do is see. Hello. There, I can see me. Hi.
Hi. It's like a mirror. Very it's good. A digital mirror.
I'm going to let you guys take this call right now. Let's say hi to Stephanie from Roseville, California. Stephanie, talk to Oscar and Rob for a second.
Hi, Stephanie.
All right.
Hey, Oscar and Rob. Good morning.
Hey, hi. Now.
Hey, just one thing. Pony boy, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
How proud?
I'm a very yeah. proud mama.
Oh, that's sweet.
You're not
that's
Pony's nice. Mother, though.
No.
No, I'm Drew and Chase's mother, but I'm proud of them.
Okay.
That's Pony. Also, new show alert for you.
Okay.
Here and Now on HBO. Have you seen it, Rob?
What is Here and Now?
Yeah, what is it? Give
I've
me a thumbnail.
It, I've seen it, but I haven't checked in on it. I've actually oh, seen that.
It's Alan Ball, does it?
Okay.
You know, 6 Feet Under, American Beauty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What is it about? It's, what is Here and Now about?
It's about this family in Oregon, and they have all these adopted kids who are from different countries. They're kind of hippies, and then it's got a little bit of like a mystical part to it, too. There's something weird going on with one of the kids.
Ooh, I like the mysticism.
Yeah.
I like the mysticism, too. I'm wearing my Star Wars shirt right now.
Any nice. Stars in it that we would know, this Here and Now?
Holly Hunter and oh,
okay.
Robin.
Ooh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah,
I like
really
Holly
good.
Hunter. I like her. And I haven't seen her. I haven't seen her in a very, very long time. But it's she's wonderful. She's
I'll pop really that in the DVR. Take it Here and Now. It's called.
Yeah, there's been 3 episodes already.
Cool.
Already.
So it's like This Is Us with magic.
Yes.
All right.
All right. We'll do that. Thank you very much, Chuck from Pennsylvania. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome to Wide Open Wednesday. Hi, Chuck. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing, bud? Love the show.
I'm doing fine, but I'm trying to get Oscar and Rob like to take the calls and have a conversation, and it really ain't working.
Well,
so
hey, well, I can
ahead,
run
guys.
The phones if you want.
Just dive into the. Don't. All I need you to do is converse with these people.
What's
That's
going
what
on,
I need
Chuck?
You to do, okay?
What's going on,
so,
Chuck?
Focus.
F*** you, Rob.
Okay.
There you go.
Don't need to focus on that. Kind of caught that in the periphery.
To Vinny in Vermont, you're on the air.
Vincent.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. Great. How are you?
Good. Hey, I have a quick love story for Pony, if I could.
Oh, let's hear it.
Well, I was kind of thrown back into the single life after my marriage ended after 10 years. But it was hard to start back up the dating.
With the end of the marriage, with the end of the marriage, Vincent, whose fault was it?
Yeah.
she wanted to leave, so.
So
it
it's
was,
your fault, yeah.
None of my doing. Well, I thought we were happy in marriage, but I it failed.
Infidelity, dumpster fire, what happened?
Nope, just she woke up one morning and. Didn't want to be married again.
I'm
so.
Sorry, man. Her
yeah.
loss.
Yeah,
no,
it is.
That's okay. I'm 3 years out of it, so I'm a better person now.
If it's
so.
Any consolation, I think that Carrie and I are very happy. But what's
well,
your story?
I
what happened? Okay, 3 years
again.
Gone. What's your story for Pony?
See, when you're snarky like that, Rob, it's very difficult for someone to respond.
Yeah, you're being
you
a dick. Let
do you
him
understand?
Talk.
When you're like that, that doesn't facilitate
there's
conversation.
There's a back and forth.
It makes you look smart and clever, but it really doesn't engage the listener.
It's not about you.
Understand?
It's about them.
My apologies, Vinny.
No problem. So I tried.
Very nice
a lot
man
of-
right here. Very, very. You're a very nice person, and I know you've been through some pain, and I feel your
well,
pain, sir.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So it does have a happy ending.
Ooh.
So I tried a lot of
dating sites. I got set up by friends and family members with other girls. And
what's the one with the farmers? What's the one with the farmer? Is it farmersonly.com?
Yes, farmersonly.com.
Not farmers. Farmers'
daughters. That's a good one.
It's farmersonly.com. I think that's what it is.
They advertise during Hee Haw. I've seen their ads.
You were saying,
Are they doing once again? Is there any? Is Hee Haw really on now? Or
the reruns on one of the rural channels? Yeah, I do check it out. Sometimes
they do advertise there.
Absolutely.
All right. That's it. All right.
What was the happy ending? Did he leave?
Well, I wasn't having any luck with any of that stuff. So I kind of came to this conclusion in my head that I'm going to have just as much luck bumping into someone at the grocery store as I would, through dating apps and, going to the bar.
Backpage.com, yeah.
It just so happened that there was a lady that was filling in for my daycare provider, actually. And we struck up a conversation and friended each other on Facebook, asked each other out, and bada bing, bada boom. I'm super happy now. So I just want to finish with saying that, Pony, there is hope.
All right. Aww, that's cool. To find a daycare center.
Very sweet. Thank you.
That's wonderful. I appreciate
He's
that.
He's literally
sir,
banging
rock.
His nanny.
Yeah. That's another category.
That's great. That's true.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to.
And there we are. Now I have my guys back. I can see him and we can.
Jeremy from D.C.
Hi, Jeremy. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you?
I think we got a situation going on over there. We got this new intern guy that has more education than everybody and your entire listening audience, including me.
Yeah, right.
I feel threatened every time he comes on.
He's only been on once, Jeremy. What are you talking
about? Listen, man, I'm telling you, very sensitive about this. Adrian's ditching for Tony Perkins. What's this all about?
Yeah,
Tony is not smoking anymore, and he's on antidepressants, so he's happier. Like, it's an entirely different show. I'm not sure if I can handle all this.
It's funny, Jeremy. Thank you for the call. That's a great setup. I mean, you go enjoy this response. I will tell you something.
Yeah.
I was intimidated by Andreas. I was, is it Andreas? Did I get it
Andrea,
right?
Andrea. It's spelled with an S, but it's Andrea.
Yeah.
Andrea. I was
exotic
intimidated
and erotic.
Because you know he had that. And by the way, I put it on my show prep today. This man has caused all sorts of hoopla in the TMOS.
He has heat.
When you drop the pebble in the water, the Andrea pebble, there are many ripples. Yes.
Yes. People are fascinated.
They want
headshots.
Yeah. They want Calvin Klein ads. They want everything.
Yeah, they do.
I am Andrea, and I am very Latin. Anyway, I'm from Italy.
You see,
Stay on the line. We've got tons of calls today. It's the way it rolls sometimes on Wide Open Wednesday. We will take more of your calls, including any of you ladies that want to ask about Andrea without the S pronounced. Hey, I give you a bowl of pasta as big as you have. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent, political persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Rice with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the Parkland students' push for gun rights. Don Jr. goes to India. And what's up with 666 Fifth Avenue? Plus, your mail. So much mail.
You can download Political Persuasions on iTunes, MikeOmaraShow.com, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Avant. If you have a medical emergency or you need a sudden car repair, do you have the funds? In this day and age, it's tough. If you do have immediate problems with finances and you need money to take care of something that's going on in your life, well, now you do, thanks to Avant. Avant can offer you personal loans from $2,000 to $35,000 entirely online with a fast and convenient online application. This is really a wonderful service for our listeners. You don't have to go to an office. No faxing is required. Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, so you know you're in good hands. The application takes just minutos, and there is no collateral needed, and checking your loan options will not ping your credit score. You can find out if you can get your money, and it's not going to do anything to your credit.
Yeah, you just check it out. You can explore it, and you don't get
penalized. Avant has customer support available 7 days a week, and funds may be available as soon as the next day. Now you can pay off high-interest credit card debt, home renovation, emergency funds, and more. For a limited time, Avant will give our listeners a $50 Amazon gift card after you are approved and make your first loan payment on time. To check your loan options, go to avantoffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's AVANTOffer.com and use the code TMOS to take your first step to getting a personal loan. Credit products are made by WebBank, Equal Housing Lender. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See the website for details, ladies. Woo! And gentlemen.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy.
It is Wide Open Wednesday, and we're getting lots of calls today. And let me take another one. Let's go to Seattle, Washington, where we have a nice pocket of listeners out there. Michelle, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great now that we've established that. What can we do for you in Seattle, Washington?
Well, I don't know what I'm supposed to ask about Andreas, because I just tuned in. So,
what do you want to know about him? Are you intrigued by him? Do you care for him? Do you like Rob? Do you hate Pony? What's your story? No.
These are the only options.
I love Pony. I love Rob. I love Mike.
What about me? I'm here too. Oscar.
Oscar. I was going to bitch to you about small dwelling spaces. Small dwelling spaces.
I have a small house. Yes.
All right.
Well, so, how many square feet do you have?
888.
Okay. See, I can beat you.
How big is your place?
So the apartment I'm living in right now is 130 square feet.
Oh my God.
Jeez. Excuse me? Did you say 103?
130.
So it's like 13 by 10?
Uh-huh. It's a room. It's a closet.
Oh, but are you living in a home? Are you living in a room?
It's an apartment.
It's really an apartment.
I'm the one who has John McCainy, and so I'm on contract over here, so it's a temporary place.
She's in a micro corporate housing. Wow.
No.
Wow.
We call them eco flats. Like, spaces somehow.
Isn't it funny when people are getting really screwed by the man?
Yeah.
They come up with some cute
eco
little
space.
Oh, yeah, it's green.
Eco flat. Yeah.
It's an eco flat.
Yeah.
That's right. You bump into yourself when you're getting your eggs in the morning, but it's an eco flat. Enjoy yourself.
I'll never complain again. Thank you so much.
She put the key in the doorknob and broke a window. This is small.
Let's go to Rick in Concord, California. Damn, Rick, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Chocolate pie, a mile wide open Wednesday. How you guys?
Yeah, I love chocolate pie a mile wide. Ah, boy, that reminds me, I haven't checked the lottery in a long time to see whether we could win. Boy, I'd buy a chocolate pie the size of the tip of Florida.
If I won the lottery, I would buy a banjo made of ham.
Oscar, do you have any treats that you treat yourself to if you won the lottery?
If I won the lottery, I actually would buy all of you homes and home studios
so we could
do the show from our homes.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. If I won the lottery, I'd build a big, big home, but unfortunately, I'd forget the studio.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Look at how sad he is. Look at how sad I made him. How sad I made him just then.
Job done.
I do the show.
From your 130 square foot studio.
Yes, by 100. Thank you.
You would do the show once a week.
Yes. Do we have the sounder for Mohammed? Because, ladies and gentlemen, wrap up Wide Open Wednesday. It's time for Mo from Woodbridge. Mohammed with the stock tip of the week. Mo, you've been challenged with your phone lines the last couple of weeks. What is your stock tip of the day, my friend?
Netflix ticker. NFLX.
Wait, let me ask you something, Mohammed. Mohammed, we normally don't linger with Mohammed, but I have to. Are you on some kind of phone where you're at the other side of the room when you give us your tips, or are you on a big speaker?
I am actually using the Apple AirPods.
Okay. Oh, AirPods. Don't use that.
Yeah, pick up
Oscar, can you help him with this,
pick up
please?
The handset. Those AirPods aren't great for radio.
Understood.
Okay, now let me ask you this other question. Now, Netflix is up roughly 33% from last year subscriber-wise. Right. They're spending $8 billion on just programming this year alone. When you pick your stocks, you pick all winning stocks, which is great, but they don't have real potential to grow. They're all safe stocks. Do you do this on purpose, or do you actually look into what you're investing in?
Good question.
That is a great question.
Mo, what's your answer?
Both, and I do both of them. Some of them are long-term investment. Some of them are short-term. So it all depends.
All depends on the candlestick, Mike.
Mm, there you go. Thank you, Mo.
Well done, Mo.
That was more of a challenge than we wanted to. And we hung up on Rick from Concord. That was Mo's stock tip of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Ben McDaniel. But Rick, we hung up on you by accident. How are you, Rick?
Oh, I'm fantastic. So my wide open Wednesday word of the week, my wowie wow, is Mondegreen. You guys know what that is, I'm sure. It's a misunderstood lyric. An example is like, excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Mm. Yes, or the song Kind of a Drag my father used to think was Canada Dry.
Give us the word. Give us the word again. It is Mondegreen.
And
that is when you,
I believe, is a Mondegreen. I think somebody, some song about we saw them on the green or something like that.
Mondegreen.
So it's like, they named it.
It's like kiss my ass, but you say my ass.
No.
Is it like that?
No. It's misinterpreting a lyric to a song. Rob, you said you. Okay. Too many people talk. Yeah, I'm getting a headache. Yeah, okay. Rob, you said you had one with your father?
Yeah, he used to think the Buckingham song, Kind of a Drag, was Canada Dry.
Canada Dry. And there are many examples.
Many of them,
none come to mind right now, but my head is throbbing, so that's fine.
Let's rest your weary head, Mike.
We're going to rest my weary head, and when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's official. We are getting the fun food out of the O'Mara house.
Oh, no.
And we've already started. It's begun today. Because it's time. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. A little time with my mates since we gave it all to you on today. We'll be right back.
When I first discovered the free Mike O'Mara Show podcast, I was in intensive care, crippled with parasites. But Mike, Rob, and Oscar inspired me. I knew if I was going to stop my parasites, I had to stop being a parasite. I ordered the bonus show. As soon as I downloaded the first show, my guinea worms were more like gonny worms. After three shows, I told my screw worms to screw off. By show number 10, my fliarial worms said, so long, scrotum, and I owe it all to the TMOS bonus package.
Oh.
Results not typical. The TMOS bonus package is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Every time Carla cooks up some delicious food from Blue Apron, everybody is happy. Fun and easy for her, yummy for me, and the most amazing variety. It is the better way to cook. They even have vegetarian options. I love my Blue Apron. Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door that can be cooked in under 45 minutes. The menu changes every week based on what's in season and is designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. They're busy, busy, busy people, and they have lovely ingredients that they create every single week. Plus, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones, which make you go, rrrr. Anyway, how do you like some pan-fried chicken breast with sweet and tangy zucchini? Or Parmesan-crusted steaks with mashed potatoes and broccoli? Oh, you know you want it. I want it now.
When?
It's just been breakfast. Now. It's the best food in town. Blue Apron is treating our listeners to $30 off their first order. If you visit blueapron.com/TMOS, please. So, check out this week's menu and get your $30 off at blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. And if you don't know that, I can't help you.
You can by repeating the message. Do it. Buy it. Click it.
Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Thank you very much. We are getting the fun food out of the house. We have another call. Do you want me to take it?
Please. I would love you to take it.
Why do you want me to? I was going to talk to you, but
just briefly. It seems like somebody might that's important might be on the phone.
Oh, my God. You are right. We have Dan O'Brien's mother, ooh, who is at Newark Airport. The Newark, the prettiest town in America.
Gorgeous.
How are you, Mother O'Brien?
Top of the morning to you guys.
How are you, Mrs. Yeah. O'Brien? I am
leaving New Jersey.
Oh, finally.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
Mrs. O'Brien, I have to tell you something. It is gratifying that we have the mother of one of our interns as a not only a regular listener, but somebody who participates in the program.
Very sweet.
Yes,
very
love it.
Very
happy
sweet
about it. What can we do for you today?
I truly love you guys. You have definitely helped me through some crazy stuff that I deal with, you know, to my job. Family is a different story, of course. But I want to thank you. And if it wasn't for Danny, I would have never heard about you guys. But the reason why I'm calling...
She called him Danny?
I did not know... Huh?
Did you call him Danny?
Why? Am I not allowed to?
No, but I think now I know what I'm going to call him.
Yeah.
Danny O'Brien.
That's great.
His little Danny.
Rob, is she not allowed to call her own son Danny, for God's sake?
That's my Danny. Okay. You want to call Danny?
That's my Danny. You call him Danny, Mother O'Brien. You go ahead. What else? Tell you were in the middle of saying something. Go right ahead.
That's okay. I just wanted to let you know, and I don't have it with me now because I'm at the airport. But I purchased a book about you, Mike. I did not know you had a biography.
Oh,
are you talking about Open Mike? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that is exactly what I just purchased it through Amazon.com, through the TMLS link. And I didn't get to read it yet because I'm actually flying to Florida to visit my father, an unexpected trip, so to speak. But I was very impressed to see that you have such a history, and I had no idea about that.
Well, Mother O'Brien, yes, we do. As a matter of fact, if you want to know all the details about our radio careers and how we made the pivot from terrestrial radio, which we still are on, by the way, but how we adopted the new media and the digital media, and it was an interesting story. And it really is kind of a story that a lot of people went through when the economy crashed, and I think you'll find it will fascinate you. Absolutely.
I was a disc jockey when I was in college way back in the day, for a short period of time through college radio. And, I know I've seen a lot of things evolve over time, but I really didn't know, you know, I did not know about you because I was listening to the New York radio stations. I wasn't even close. I don't live near, Washington DC.
Right.
So when you talked about the Z Morning Zoo, okay, I did not know that you were, I think the person who started it originally. I only knew Scott Shannon.
No,
morning
that's giving us way too much. We were just one of many zoo crews that they had when we started.
But one of the most successful zoo crews nationwide. You have to give yourself credit for
that. Very, very successful. There are morning zoos all over the place. But you know what? We read the book, find out about our lives.
Buy five more copies.
Yeah, it makes
a
great gift.
If you talk to little Danny,
the audiobook.
Tell little Danny that we love his Dan the Fan Man commercials. They are fantastic, okay, Mrs. O'Brien?
We do too. You guys keep up the great work.
Have a
God
safe
bless
trip.
So much. And, safe travels from Newark to down here. I didn't know she was Jersey. I didn't know she was a Jersey person.
Yeah, it's hard to get a lot from Danny because he is, of all the people we've met in this weird sort of road we've traveled, he is clearly the most boring person that we've ever had on the show.
Rob, why do you have to be such a dick? But his mom was just on.
But she wasn't on then, so that's
They're such wonderful little bookends when we do any of our events. We've got Adrian Garcia and Dan O'Brien. Like they're the two little blockheads. Those kids are wonderful. Can we hear that again? Was that Adrian?
Adrian. Hopefully during the bonus show today, we can do a side-by-side comparison of the recreation of the actual voice.
He does not look happy.
Well, he doesn't understand what's going on.
He's listening to the show and he is pissed.
That is wonderful. Mm. Anyway, I wanted to say we're getting the fun food out of the house after the
party. What was the first fun food to go?
Okay,
and what is the funnest food?
We catered the party from Iguanaria. And we got like way more food like we always do than we needed. And so it's been in the refrigerator. And I have been kind of sustaining myself on one particular food stuff for the better part of a week. And now it's all gone because Daddy hopped on the scale today. And even with my vigorous athletic schedule, it is not
what was
sufficient.
The specific food that you were centering on?
There was a lot of rice canned beans. And then last night, there were candy dishes out throughout the house at our party. Mm. And I discovered Carla squirreled away cash last night when we came back from the spring training game where Daddy may have indulged in a few too many beers. And
jelly beans?
I had a meltdown. Yeah. What's that?
Were they jelly beans?
No, they were
Tis Reese's the season, you know.
Cups. Oh, Reese's peanut butter cups. Peanut butter cups.
I love the cups.
So yeah.
It starts today. Yeah, there's one. I told her. I said, this. I'm a heroin addict. The fact is that all you have to do is... did I say the fact is again?
Did yes,
I say the
fact? You did. Where's the alarm?
I've got to do it. I want a real alarm.
Yeah. You will have a real alarm.
Attention. Don't you think you could have found one by now? It's
don't
like
you
an
think
hour.
You could shut your mouth?
I really, really have to get that food out of the house. Or I'm going to eat it. That's
well, I mean, it's
having
like,
the food in the house is the problem.
They don't have lines of blow cut up at Betty Ford. They take this it out of the place, and they've
they
got
to take it out of there.
Get the blow out of here, Mrs. Ford.
That's it. That's the only way. I will let you know on my progress. You know, as of right now, I'm 178 pounds, and I'm going to shoot for 150.
Well, I know that you said
150 is what I'm
shooting
for.
You would not wear skinny jeans till you hit 160.
160. That's when I get back into my original jeans that I wore on the runway. Until then, I will be depriving myself. We will take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Hey, everybody. If you're a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show and you have any technical support questions whatsoever, it might be the app, it might be any question you have, you can contact our man, Ponyboy, Matt Bloom. And Ponyboy, what is the best way to contact you?
All you have to do is email me at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
There's no need to get pissed off.
Thank you, Pony. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. It's okay to be dumb, but don't be stupid. We've told you that before.
True.
Lots of people are dumb about the world of interest rates, mortgages, and refis, and that's okay. But if you don't find someone who can check things out for you and look out for your best financial interest, that, my friends, is stupid with a capital S. I'm not lying to you. That's why you need the guys at Cornerstone First Financial. You see, unlike us, they are very, very smart. They're smart people. They know the world of interest rates. They know their stuff. And they genuinely care about you because they're good folks. Whether it is a refi, getting pre-approved to buy a home, Cornerstone First Financial will advise you and make sure that you get the best deal possible. Just ask Oscar or the whole Santana family. For
yes.
God's sakes, I'd like to fly them all in so they could give us their testimonials.
We're cheap. We got the best rate. They made it possible.
Exactly.
They are your friends. They are our friends. If you're smart enough to call them, they'll be your friends too. Click on their banner on the website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Be smart!
I'm smart!
With Cornerstone First Financial.
News!
Boo!
Chris Pratt took some heat. Why, I don't know. For offering prayers to Kevin Smith as he recovers from his massive heart attack. We told you about that yesterday. But Kevin made it clear to the internet trolls yesterday that prayers are appreciated. In a video to fans, he said, quote, "Poor Chris Pratt, one of my favorite actors on the planet, put up a nice tweet where he's just like, hey, man, I don't know you too much, but I love Clerks and I'm praying for you. And apparently some people were like, F your prayers, and attacked him and stuff." This is, I'm quoting Kevin here.
Right.
Here's what he says. He says, "Please don't fight over stuff like that. It's a waste of time. Prayer, whether you're religious or not, somebody saying, I'll pray for you, it's like good intentions. It's very nice." Mm-hmm. So that was Kevin Smith, who is making a great recovery,
good
it looks
guy.
Like. I watched the video, and it looks like he's doing okay. So that was very kind of him
we're
to do
rooting
that.
For him.
Yes.
That absolutely. It can be very difficult to lose a pet. So if it was an option, would you consider having your pet cloned? Would anyone?
Yes, if I had the money. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I would. I'd clone Linus.
Even though it sounds kind of creepy, you'd still think maybe.
Modern medicine is creepy, right? If you really look at it. How the fact are we fighting all of these diseases and living longer? Why can't we clone an animal that we love and care about?
Although, how about Rob? Popping in the F word where there's fact. That's what I'm trying to do.
The back of my head, I do think a little pet cemetery Like it might go wrong. You don't want that.
We got a big Hollywood icon here, Barbara Streisand. She did it because, well, she had the money to do it. In an interview with Variety, she talked about her beloved 14-year-old dog, Samantha, and how Samantha died back in November. But before she passed, Barbara had some cells extracted from her mouth and stomach.
Wow.
The way it's written, it looks like they were extracted from Barbara's mouth and stomach. No, it was her dog's mouth and stomach.
A swab.
That genetic material was used to create two Samantha clones, which she named Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet. But so far, it's unclear if it was worth it. Barbara said, quote, "They have different personalities. I'm waiting for them to get older so I can see if they have her, Samantha's brown eyes and seriousness." That sounds like a Barbara quote, doesn't
it? Yeah, but don't you think that pets are invariably a product of their upbringing? It's nurture, not nature. I mean, they're going to look the same.
But I just...
Okay, how about, what if someone cloned you?
Right.
Would they look like you if they exercised and they
No, well, the thing is, first of all, if they cloned me, the cell would be the size of a donut.
Thank you. Thank you. That's the end of that discussion. Thank you, Barbara. You can turn her off. If you want backstage dirt on The Bachelor, I know you watch that,
Oscar. I love The Bachelor.
You love it.
You will find the backstage dirt in a new book called Bachelor Nation, Inside the World of America's Favorite Guilty Pleasure.
That's the other book that Mrs. O'Brien bought.
Some of the most interesting stuff has to do with the women and what they go through to get on the show. Not surprisingly, it includes an STD test. Also not surprisingly, women who test positive are immediately dismissed. But what you'd like to know that what's the most common STD that they find? The Bachelor.
Well, I would imagine that if you have either,
I'll guess HPV.
How about I'll guess herpes.
Yeah, herpes.
Oscar with the big win.
Yeah,
herpes.
He is a viewer.
I feel like
herpes.
I feel like with Gardasil, these young ladies should have been they should be protected from HPV, but the herp. There's no stopping the herp.
Can't do that. Sometimes the women don't even know they have it. An executive producer says, quote, "Sometimes you'll be the first person to tell a contestant that they've had herpes." And you'll
That's
be like,
a great day at the office.
You should call your doctor. Boy, I bet there's some tears there.
Yeah.
They also ask the ladies a ton of bizarre questions like, did you ever have an out-of-body experience? Do you think you can control things with your mind? And have you ever wanted to kill someone?
Yeah.
That's they're getting the quality ladies.
I've seen a lot of the Bachelor contestants, the ladies, and they don't do a lot of stuff out-of-body.
Well, but think about this. Think about this. If you know you're going into a game show, right? Where there's going to be multiple opportunities to have sex with strangers. And you know that they've all been screened already per your legal paperwork.
Sure, and what you've been through.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, your ankles are in the air the entire time if you're a girl, because you're like, hey, I'm clean, you're clean, why aren't we going to do that?
They do the same thing on The Price is Right. Did you know that?
Only with the contestants from Samoa. CNN's travel experts just released a list of the countries with the best food in the world, and America did make the top 10, but they just barely squeaked in. Here they are. You want to go 10 to 1? Here
sure. We are.
United States, number 10. Number 9, Mexico. Number 8, Thailand. Number 7, Greece. Number 6, India. Number 5, Japan. Spain at number 4. France at number 3. China at number 2. Can you guess who is numero uno, ladies and gentlemen?
Do we have an intern from there?
Yes, we do, Rob Spiewak.
It's Italy.
Italy.
The boot.
Yes, sir.
The boot.
Italy. Andrea. Andrea.
Not so great anymore.
Why are you making your food so complicated?
Yes. You make your food.
We must break up. I'm too sexy.
I'm going to vape now and leave.
A little olive oil. I do this show with these American idiots every day.
I cook. I learn. I steal.
I cook, I learn, I love.
How is the word, say, pine nuts?
Yes. Which intern do I sleep with first?
Pine and nut.
I confuse his garlic, his onion, his... Yes. I confuse... How do you say pine nut?
I take one pine nut. I take just one. I cut it in thirds.
How you say birth control?
Okay, thank you. If he only knew. Somebody ought to play this for him. Moving right along, Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn cleared up the status of the original Groot.
Groot.
I am Groot. And there's no easy way to say this. And I hate to be the one to tell you the first time, but Groot is dead.
No! 100%.
Oh, no! Apparently, some fans thought Baby Groot in the second movie might be the original Groot regrowing his body from a smaller tree-like piece. No. or that he was kind of a clone, like one of Barbara Streisand's dogs. No, that's not the case. James tweeted, quote, "First Groot is dead. Baby Groot is his son."
Okay.
Oh, wow.
He lives on.
That's why he has a different personality, though. And he also said that Baby Groot has no memory of his father, for people that are really concerned about
it. He didn't know which button to push.
And we also know that the original Groot now, we now know he died of herpes.
Yes, on The Bachelor.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
And now a little something-something with a poem at the end to the cadence of Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Oh,
love poetry.
A treat. Did a little extra work for you this morning. If you're a grown man who eats like a two-year-old, eventually it's going to cause some problems in your life. A guy in Hazel Township, Pennsylvania, called the cops on Monday to report, once again, meatballs in the news, that someone had stolen a pot of meatballs that he was cooking. The cops found the pot in the middle of the street.
Mike, it almost calls for reverb. Meatballs in the news.
Meatballs in the news. But the meatballs were still missing.
Oh, no.
The pot in the middle of the street. That is, until they saw 48-year-old Lehman Potter walk by. And they suspected that he just might be behind the heist because he had red sauce all over his face and clothes.
Oh, Lehman.
Man.
He was arrested for burglary and trespassing, and I actually decided I'd pen a little poem.
I love it.
Right,
please.
Now. Lehman Potter had a craving, meatballs in the kitchen, picked a lock and stuffed his face, but didn't bring a napkin. Lehman Potter eat it up. Lehman Potter's hungry. Lehman Potter's going to jail where meatballs all taste nasty.
Man,
Lehman Potter.
He sure did want that meatball.
Man, that meatball. 2 days in a row, Rob. Sure did want that meatball.
In the news.
We will take a break. Come back with the audio. God, news you may not need. Stupid sometimes. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Everybody, it's Mike O'Mara's personal assistant, Jennifer, with a reminder to listen to him every night at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station. Fun, fun, fun. I love to say the F word. Don't forget the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave. Bye-bye. Bye.
Sorry. Messing around. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows that Amazon is the best. If you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
You have a dog. I have a dog. Oscar has a dog.
I do.
Pony has a sugar glider. We could all benefit from this. This is the actual model of laser pointer that I keep in my desk to make Linus chase the green dot.
Oh, wow.
It's fantastic. Cats are even better. Some dogs will play with the laser pointer, but also laser pointer is a great thing to have around if you need to point at something or annoy your neighbors.
Good to go.
And this is a great one. I have it. $10.89 and free shipping. It's the Priyawati laser pointer pen, and you can get it by clicking the link on our website.
Boom, bam.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find the laser pointer and more at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let us open the audio vaults for today. This is Wednesday, February 28th, the last day of February.
We're talking about that Martin Short and Steve Martin are on tour together. Well, they announced yesterday they are actually going to film it and put it on Netflix. And Steve Martin put a video on, I believe it was the Instagram, and I put a picture of it here. When they shot the video, you can only see them from the forehead up.
Like that's a Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So if you want to talk foreheads, set aside some time. We can talk foreheads.
No, it was a compliment to you. That's how you take your pictures, you jerk.
Oh, okay. Very good. Then
it's
I would draw my
remarks. You take like with an album card.
Yeah.
So this is them. They're being shown from the forehead up, and this is what they have to say.
I'm often asked, who do you think was the greatest stand-up of the late 70s? And I always answer, it was you, Steve.
Thank you, Marty. You know, we are both so excited because we are going to be taping our live show for Netflix. And we're going to be working with the best video people in the business.
None better.
Yeah.
When did you first get Netflix?
Oh, I think when I was 5. I could just get the local channels and then Netflix.
So we'll see you in a few months, Netflix people.
Steve Martin wrote on the post, okie dokie.
Did they phone that in or what?
I liked the Netflix joke at the end.
But they phoned it in. It's like they did it like in one take.
Well, Steve doesn't. I don't think he's tried since Carson retired.
I mean, did you hear what he kind of fluffs
it? It wasn't that great.
No, but I did like that.
It was terrible.
Joke.
Yes.
He said that he says now we're just like Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle, except for the money. That's his quote about Netflix. So, okay.
By the way, I watched Chris Rock's special on Netflix, the latest one that just dropped. I love it. But I'll say this, that there's a part of me that wanted it to be better. I'll just say that.
He'll never top that first special.
He's gotten a lot of trouble, and a lot of people on one side of an issue are using it to talk about when he talked about. You know, Chris has always gone to the edge, and he's an edgy comedian. And, you know, the thing about the white kids getting shot was kind of controversial. They cherry-picked it from his special. But
timing was also everything.
Yeah, the timing was terrible, and they used that. I'm glad that that died early and did not continue, because he's just doing the shtick. This is the toss salad man, too.
Yeah. Okay. The fun part is when he says, my daughter's 18. I kept her off the pole. I did my job. Like, those are the fun jokes,
like
right?
You like that, yeah.
Absolutely.
You mentioned the video that Kevin Smith put up following his heart attack. He does look pretty good for a guy who just suffered a heart attack. Mm-hmm. I do like what he said. He thought the problem was when he first was having the chest pains. This is what he said.
Hey, man, I had a heart attack, massive heart attack, and very nearly died. I wound up getting ill, like threw up. So I just thought, like, you know, I got some bad milk.
So if you think you've had bad milk, check it out. It could be bad.
Absolutely.
Been a long time, Mike, since I've brought you a hit record, and I think you're gonna love this one. This is a
never before released record.
Well, it's been out, but under the
radar.
For
how many decades?
This is about 3 or 4 years old.
Okay.
And it's by a singer, a young singer by the name of John Lithgow.
Oh no.
And it's a kid's record, and I don't think there's anything inappropriate about John Lithgow talking about taking a bath, ostensibly with children.
Okay, I know the record because I've heard it.
Okay.
And the thing is, I have to tell you, Mrs. O'Mara cannot stand John Lithgow, and these children's songs that he sings, and she just says it's got a tremendous creep factor to it.
I feel that,
and
yeah.
It's John Lithgow being cute and trying to be sweet and
his
nice.
Lithgow-iest.
It's just really, I'm almost with her on this one about, well, you decide yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
Listen to this and then you tell
you
me.
You decide.
All right, I think it's nails on the chalkboard. Right, give it a listen. All right.
It's bath time. Hurry up now, get in the tub. Get your shampoo, get your soap. Get your rubber ducky and your toy boat. Let's make this fun. Singing in the bathtub, sitting all alone, tearing out a tonsil just like a baritone. Never take a shower, it's an awful pain. Singing in the shower is like singing in the rain.
Thank you.
This is a man, if he did not have the body of work that he currently has outside of this project,
there
would be a sign in his front yard on a Halloween that would say, no candy here.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's just, the one that my kid listens to is, I got two dogs, Fanny and Blue.
Oh.
And then he does this thing where he says, but I love them real true. Hey, and it's just like,
why settle?
When you can select with Mr. Grosso soups.
I wish he would take.
I loved him as Winston Churchill, though.
Of course.
Yes.
Oh,
I loved
my
him as Winston
God.
Churchill.
Yes.
He was great.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And also great in The World According to Garp.
Yes, phenomenal. Well, he's had a few things in
30
between.
30 Rock from the Sun. Let's just name his whole IMDb.
Third Rock from the Sun was fantastic.
Footloose.
And yeah, he was also pretty great as the killer on Dexter. He was phenomenal. Oh, yeah.
Backdraft.
Yeah. And you know what? He was great as the nutcase in the Twilight Zone movie when he redid the Terror at 30,000 Feet when he was going
you're
crazy on the airplane.
You're getting there.
Terminator
you're
2.
You're almost getting out of the 80s now. You're almost getting out of the 80s when you did.
Thank you.
Do you watch anything contemporary just out of curiosity? When your references are...
Soul
the
Plane.
World, according to Garp, is 40 years old.
But
I think,
it was
like
a
that.
Great, great film and a break. I think that might have been his breakout role. That's why I brought it up.
Where he played a transvestite football player.
Exactly. Barbershop too.
Exactly. Barbershop also.
Barbershop too. Yes, that's right.
See, I wish that John Lithgow would take his singing seriously like Britney Spears, who posted a video of herself singing New York, New York with a filter on her voice.
I'm spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes.
She's just being silly?
Yeah, she really doesn't care. And I love that.
Makes me really care for her.
She looks phenomenal.
She does.
Mm-hmm. She truly looks phenomenal.
This is the happy woman we wanted to see years ago.
Yeah, see, stop shaving your head. Yeah. Keep singing like a chipmunk. This is what we like.
Right.
And Oscar mentioned it earlier about Netflix. Do you know that this year they're going to greenlight 700 shows and movies? They're going to pay for 700 shows and movies.
Space.
And
I don't know whether that excites me or whether that says you're watering down.
No. There's a theory to this, Mike. I've actually read multiple Harvard studies on why they're doing this. It's a race. It's a space race, essentially, for original content because Disney's coming out with their own platform.
So they're grabbing
as much
as they can.
They're going to rip away all the content that they currently have with their current agreement with Netflix. So Netflix has to create their own hits in order to keep the content there and the subscribers
there. Because Disney's taking their stuff away.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. All right. But I mean, it just, you know, when you got that much, by the way, some amazing stuff out there on Netflix.
Yeah.
Really. But it just.
All they need is 10 hits. 10 hits.
Yeah. But when you talk about art in the form of quantity and not quality, I get a little worried, a little suspect.
Well, if you think about this means you're going to have two new programs a day for a year, roughly. That's on average.
Imagine like a movie company, if they get 10 tent poles, that'll carry that entire year.
True enough.
I mean, all you need, like with Hulu, you need one. Yeah.
Orange is
one
the new
Handmaid's
Black.
Tale.
Oh, the Handmaid's Tale. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
So you must wonder what their green light process is like to get into it. And South Park actually dramatized it. We close with this. This is how you get greenlit at Netflix.
Netflix, you're greenlit. Who am I speaking with?
Yes. Hello. We have an idea for a show that we think would be great for Netflix.
Okay. Great. Would you like a pilot or just go straight to an order of 6 episodes?
We'd like to go right into 6 episodes with a pickup option at the end of 3.
Got it. Can you start shooting next month?
Got a show about transsexual dragons here.
Yes, we're ready to start right now. We are very, very excited.
That's how you do it. And that's your magic audio ball. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with the extra B, MikeOMaraShow.com. All regular mail, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, 96 Americans are killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara invited you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hi, Mike.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.